Welcome to Satisfied, a podcast hosted by me, Ashley Pardo. I'm a nutritional therapy practitioner, business coach, and former private chef. Satisfied is all about finding fulfillment, confidence, and peace in your body, business, mental health, relationships, and life. If you're an introspective, deep, and sensitive woman, Satisfied is for you. I'm so grateful you're here. Now let's get into the show. Hello, my friends, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to remind you that Sweet Heat, my 8-week progressive overload strength training program, is open for enrollment. It is going to be open until Friday of this week, which is, oh my gosh, how am I not prepared for this? March 8th. I am so excited for this program, you guys. Blossom Body, which was my first workout program, and Sweet Heat are both programs that really helped me feel like myself. And Blossom Body, I felt like as when I launched that back in September of 2023, that was like, I feel like I'm blossoming. Duh. Why did I call it that? And I'm feeling like myself, and I'm becoming just, I'm growing. I am, you know, just really coming home to myself and feeling incredible. And Sweet Heat was like, okay, I felt that. And now it's like, I'm feeling like next level hot internally, externally, and showing up to these workouts is what allows me to feel that way, to feel like the most powerful version of myself, which isn't going to happen if we don't do things. Like if we don't show up to something, if we don't practice something, so much of how we feel about ourselves internally has to do with our consistency and our self-trust and the promises that we keep and the things that we do. And it's just really important for us to show up to these practices, whether it's strength training or walking, whatever promise you keep, it is going to be important for us to do something like that. And that's the feeling that I want to offer you, is like that internal sense of I've got myself. I can trust myself. I also always talk about how, like, for some reason we've gotten away from like physical transformation as a thing. And that doesn't have to be your journey if it doesn't want to, but like it's become anti that. And we don't want to do something that's like unhealthy or messes with our heads, but it can also be like, literally me losing weight was exactly how I, like, everything else good came in my life, because I learned how to practice restraint. I learned how to say no to myself. I've learned to have self boundaries. I learned to work hard. I learned all of those things. And I sort of had my like second journey with that, with strength training. And I thought it was really important for me to share that and to offer you the exact process that I did in order to get that. And I will continue sharing it, because I think that the journey of muscle and getting strong and phasing your nutrition is really interesting and fun. And of course, like when you have a business, essentially you are the product, right? So like, I live my message. I struggle with the same things to a degree, right? I go through the same things as you. And at the same time, I'm a living, breathing example of my products and my business. And that is how, and that's why I'm so like, I try to be so authentic about the journey and genuine about, you know, you guys know I'm not about like pedestaling or anything like that. It's more so like, I know how I used to feel and I know how I feel now, and it's very different. And these are like, this is like exactly how you can get there. So anyway, you can get Sweet Heat and Blossom Body and the macro count, one-time macro count, in the show notes of this episode. You can also get on Instagram. If you have a question about it, just DM me. But I wanted to talk today about consciousness. Not a sexy term, but I wanted to talk about how, like, I see this happen to me every single day where, and I wrote an email about this in this week's Sunday Soothe, where I still deal with resistance. And I think if you're on a path of growth in general, like, it's just always something you deal with because you're never really stagnant, right? Like, you're always moving, things are always in motion. And as you go to, like, the next level, you're going to encounter the voices that just try to pull you down. I do think that perhaps I'm dealing with a little more resistance now and, like, more mental health stuff over the last, like, 6 months since I lost my dad. And I've been really honest about that too. And in general, like, these practices still matter. I think that when we go through something, we have perhaps the tendency to just go, like, be in a hole, and, like, it doesn't actually make you feel better. That's the thing, that it doesn't make you feel better doing all of our coping mechanisms. Like, it doesn't actually help you. And pushing yourself to these other states of consciousness through physical movement, through feeling better, through your digestion is going to improve your day. It's going to improve your life. It's going to help you make better decisions. So something I've been thinking about a lot is, like, if I wake up, like, you know, just, I wonder how I wake up, right? Like, I don't think I wake up like that, where I'm just like, hello, good morning, and, like, your eyes just pop open. Like, I don't think we notice the moment we wake up. This tangent is way longer than it should have been. But when I wake up in the morning, if I operate from that place of, like, the mood I am in when I wake up, like, I wouldn't get anything done. I don't want to say I'm in a bad mood, but, like, I don't wake up like birds chirping, you know, like, I need, like, some time in the morning. I'm like, my body really has to wake up. And, like, I'm not one of those, like, chipper people in the morning. If you've ever stayed with me overnight somewhere, you know that, like, I like quiet in the morning. Like, I need to go have my coffee. Like, I don't really want to talk to anybody. And it's just the way it is. And if I operate from that place all day, I will not have a good day. Like, or if I just, like, operate at baseline, and especially if, like, I get into my phone and I start scrolling and, like, I start doing all of that, I am not operating. I'm not being who I want to be, even though it, like, feels so good. I'm like, it would just, like, feel so good today if I could just, like, watch movies, you know, or be on my phone or read or whatever. And then, like, an hour goes by and you're like, oh my God, now I feel like it's just getting worse, you know? So I started to really think about that, how, like, especially as I've been running more, about how you have to actively put yourself in a new state. You have to have a pattern interruption. And every day you have to, like, go through a barrier. Why am I thinking of, like, like a horse giving birth and, like, the bag? I don't know why that image came into my mind. I'm sorry if you didn't want that image at whatever time or place you're listening to this right now. But, like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you need to break through the barrier. Not the amniotic sac, but, like, you need to break through something in order to prep yourself and get yourself to a state where you can make decisions and action and take action from of who you want to be. So, for example, if I lay in bed and I, like, am scrolling and comparing, that is not the energy of the business owner that I am. Like, I'm not going to do good work. I'm not going to create content from a good place, even though I am tempted to do that. I don't do it, but I am tempted to do it. And sometimes, like, I don't want to run. I don't want to do these things, but I have to. I must, for the way that I want to live and the things that I want to do in my life, right? So it doesn't have to be running for you. But I know that if I do something like that, my day is completely different. And then I start getting, like, more stars for my day. Not, like, accomplishment stars, but, like, well, in a sense, they're accomplishment stars, but, like, I start getting sparklier as a person. I work from home. So, like, many of you might be going to jobs where, like, you have to, like, wear normal clothes and do your hair and do your makeup. But, like, I don't have to do that every day. And I mean, I do to a degree, right? But, like, it could be easy for me some days to, like, not get on camera or whatever. So, like, I have to, from there, obviously take a shower. Even better if I wash my hair that day and I do my hair and put on makeup and put on good clothes and eat my balanced breakfast and then sit at my computer. Like, that puts me in a different state and I'm operating from a different consciousness. I'm thinking in a different way. Therefore, having new actions, I feel better. I've gotten the muck out, the gunk out of my brain. The cobwebs are gone and I can operate from that amazing place where I'm a nicer person. I feel better. I vibrate higher. I attract more stuff to me. And in general, like just like in business, and I'm in a better mood. So you have to think of what state of consciousness am I operating from? And also, can I realize the place that I want to operate from requires effort from me? The more effort that I put into myself before I start my day, the better my day is going to be because I'm operating from the place that I want to be. For example, if you're a business owner and like you really want to have a successful business, you can't operate from that place. You can't operate from a place of scarcity. You can think you're in scarcity, but then you have to like go do stuff to get yourself into a different state, have pattern interruptions so that you can operate from the place that you want to. You also want to think of like the actions. I've talked so much about scrolling on my phone that I'm addicted to my phone. And go through phases where I feel like, oh gosh, it's just like, I'm so tied to my phone. And I'm actively working on that when I will continue to share it with you. But something that I've realized that has become clear to me, and I have talked about this definitely in the Intuitive Macros group and in the GlowFit group and with my one-on-one clients, that like, if you start the day with cheap, dirty stimulation from the phone, your brain is going to seek it all day and it's going to detect low effort dopamine, which means, okay, oh, I didn't have to do anything to get this like brain sparkle. Therefore it's going to just want more of that. Whereas you also get dopamine from the running, from the workouts, from the journaling, from whatever you do. I'm not also saying that like you need to do something like that's 2 hours. What are the high leverage activities that you do that you can do that are going to make your day better? For me, it's cardio and working out and lifting and walking outside. Sometimes if I just do a walk, I don't get this. So I really have to do something that pushes me. And for you, I want you to just think of what are the things that I can control and what are the things that put me in that better state? What are the things that I need to avoid or practice later in the day and practice with restraint so that I can operate from a different place of consciousness? Because when I run, you guys, like I feel like I'm right in line with the universe and I feel like I am just on that wavelength. And it's like, it takes so much effort to do that and it's worth it every time. So this is just my message to you. Like if you're feeling like I'm not where I am or like I'm just feeling kind of like blah and stuck, it's in your control to change it. For me, it starts with the quantity and quality of food that I eat and it starts with exercise. Like such basic things. It also starts with the things that I need to avoid, which again, the internet probably. And obviously I love it because it's how I know all of you and I love communicating with you, but I still am a human with a brain, right? So I will talk more about this, but I just wanted to share this now. And I hope that after you listen to this, you go do something that helps you feel better. As always, I am sending you a ton of love and I will talk to you on the next one. And I am always so grateful that you listen. Thank you so much for listening to Satisfied. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram where I post content every single day at Ashley K. Pardo. If you enjoyed the show, I'd super appreciate it if you left a rating and a review on iTunes and or Spotify. If you have a question that you want to be answered on the show or you just want to say hi, send me a DM on Instagram. I love hearing from and connecting with you because you're the whole reason that I do the show. I hope that you find satisfaction wherever you are right now.